Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's time to meet the FCS. And before we get started with another show, I want to apologize for the lingering frogginess of my voice after this long cold I've had. Lurking just off the national media radar is the smaller college football division known as the Football Championship Subdivision, or the poorly named FCS. It's the little brother of the FBS, the Football Bowl Subdivision, where all the big money teams of college football play ball. The quality of football, though, played at the FCS division can be very, very good. Unfortunately, many toil in relative anonymity. The 32-team NFL selected only 15 former FCS football players this spring out of the 224 young men selected in the NFL's 7-round draft. But there's much to like about football games being played in the FCS. Ticket prices for most FCS games are generally quite reasonable. You can actually walk up and purchase a general admission ticket on the game day for about $15 to $20 at most schools. And parking is nearby, and it will not cost you an arm and a leg like it does today at behemoth universities. There's also usually a home team marching band for your entertainment at halftime, and some relatively reasonable concessions are available too. Football players in the FCS are some of the best high school players from their states, and they're very talented. And the level of effort given by players at this level is every bit as energetic as that being shown by the NIL-incentivized players at large state university. So the FCS has great conferences, great rivalries, and a terrific history. There are currently 129 NCAA Division I AA football teams in today's FCS division. The Merrimack Warriors from Massachusetts and the Sacred Heart Pioneers of Fairfield, Connecticut are the only teams playing as independents this year. There are 127 other FCS schools, though, participating in 12 conferences. So let's go through and highlight every single FCS football conference and provide a little insight about each one. First, it's the Big Sky Conference. They have 12 teams. One of the two most dominant football conferences in the FCS, the Big Sky Conference out of the Rocky Mountain region, has produced the national runner-up in each of the last two seasons, Montana State in 2024 and the Montana Grizzlies in 2023. Their Brawl of the Wild game every November between the Bobcats and Grizz started back in 1897. A couple of other regular contenders in the Big Sky Conference include the Idaho Vandals and the UC Davis Aggies. Next up, the Coastal Athletic Association, which has 14 teams. The CAA has most of its teams concentrated in the New England area. The William and Mary Tribe and former CAA member Richmond Spiders, which joined the Patriot Conference this year, will annually play the oldest rivalry in the South. It's a grudge game, also known as the Capital Cup. It began play in 1898, and it involves two of Virginia's historic capital cities, Williamsburg and Richmond. Next up is the Ivy League, comprised of 8 teams. Yeah, sure, these are the academic blue bloods of college football. The Ivy League is best known for its annual Harvard versus Yale game, but another rivalry is even older. The Princeton Tigers of New Jersey and the Yale Bulldogs of Connecticut began playing football against each other in 1873, and that's 2 years earlier than the first Harvard versus Yale game. You might think that a clever name for this series exists. Let's call it the ACT versus SAT Bowl. But nevertheless, the next game in this annual rivalry comes up on November 15th at Princeton. Another conference to know is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, also known as the MEAC. It has 6 teams. This Eastern Seaboard Conference features 6 historically black universities with a long history of some big rivalry games, and one of them is called the Battle of the Beltway. It features the University Bison from Washington, D.C., going up against the Morgan State Bears of Baltimore, and they've been playing this game since the year 1899. Let's say hello to the Missouri Valley Conference, which has 10 teams in the FCS. The competition does not get any tougher than in this Missouri Valley Football Conference. The defending national champion, North Dakota State Bison, have won 10 of the last 14 FCS football titles. That's an incredible stat. The Bison's primary MVC foe, the South Dakota State Jackrabbits, won 2 national championships in 2 of the last 3 years. South Dakota State has played intrastate rival University of South Dakota, the Coyotes, annually since 1889 in the heated South Dakota Showdown series. Let's learn about the Northeast Conference. They have 9 teams. Have you ever heard of Mercyhurst, the Lakers, Stonehill, the Skyhawks, Long Island University, the Sharks? Well, what about the Duquesne Dukes, or the Central Connecticut Blue Devils, the New Haven Chargers, the Robert Morris Colonels, St. Francis Red Flashes, and the Wagner Seahawks? Not ringing many bells, huh? This regional conference has not been a perennial FCS football power, but they do have some rather dandy nicknames, huh? Next, let's talk about the Ohio Valley Conference / Big South Alliance, which features 9 teams. This blended FCS football conference involves football teams from the Ohio Valley Conference and the Big South Conference. See, several teams in those two conferences do not field football teams. So the OVC and Big South Alliance began in 2023, and they'll continue this arrangement through at least the year 2030. Conference champion does receive an automatic bid into the FCS playoffs. This conference is relatively new, beginning in 1986, and has schools located in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeastern regions. Two members of the Patriot Conference, the Lafayette Leopards and the Lehigh University Mountain Hawks, both are located in eastern Pennsylvania and play in the oldest college football series in the country. Yes, the rivalry game, that's what it's called, dates back to 1884. Lafayette leads this series 84 wins to 73 for Lehigh and 5 ties, and the Leopards will host this grudge match again on November 22nd of this year. Next, the Pioneer Football League, which has 11 teams. This is a very far-flung conference which began back in 1993. It has member schools in 9 different states, both on the East Coast, like Stetson in Florida and Marist in New York, and the West Coast with the University of San Diego. The remainder of the Pioneer Football League's teams are concentrated in the Midwest and Southeastern regions. Did you know that the Pioneer Football League is the nation's only non-scholarship, football-only FCS conference? Now you know. Let's chat about the Southern Conference, which has 9 teams this year. Founded back in 1921, the Southern Conference was once the home of multiple FCS champions, including Georgia Southern and Appalachian State. Now, those two schools have moved up to the FBS level in recent years and now participate in the Sun Belt Conference. SoCon's 2 South Carolina entries at the Citadel, the Bulldogs, and the 1988 FCS champion Furman Paladins have played ball against each other 104 times since the year 1913. This year's annual battle occurs on October 25th at Furman. Another FCS conference, which you're probably more familiar with in the South, is the Southland Conference, which is comprised this year of 10 teams. The Southland has been in existence since 1963, and it's served as a springboard for a number of schools which later decided to move up into the larger school FBS group. Former Southland Conference members include current FBS schools like Arkansas State, Texas State, UL Lafayette, and UL Monroe, which is, by the way, the 1987 FCS champion out of the Sun Belt Conference. Louisiana Tech and Sam Houston, the 2020 FCS champ, by the way, at Sam Houston, also now play in the Conference USA grouping. Former Southland members North Texas and UT San Antonio also moved up into the American Athletic Conference a few years ago. Still hanging around, though, is longtime Southland Conference member Northwestern State University in Louisiana and Stephen F. Austin of Texas, and they'll wage battle every November for a giant 7-foot wooden trophy recently renamed as only the Chief. This Piney Woods series originated back in 1923 and will be renewed once again on November 20th in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Another familiar FCS conference is the Southwestern Athletic Conference, which is comprised of 12 teams. College football games in the SWAC can be downright entertaining, but the marching bands in this particular conference are stellar. Founded in 1920, the SWAC is one of the oldest conferences in all of the FCS. The league features historically black universities located in several southern states. And Louisiana's legendary Grambling State University Tigers and the Southern University Jaguars always sell out the Superdome in New Orleans for their annual Bayou Classic matchup. Fans do not dare to leave their seat during the halftime battle of the bands. This season's Bayou Classic will be played on November 29th in New Orleans. And finally, we'll wrap up with the United Athletic Conference, which is comprised of 9 teams. Now, this is the newest conference. 2023, the FCS Conference is the blending of football-playing teams from the Atlantic Sun Conference and the now-defunct Western Athletic Conference. That's right, the WAC is now defunct. 1 year from now, the United Athletic Conference will become the official sports home for all schools participating in this particular conference. Most of the member schools are located in the South and Southwest regions. Okay, now that we've got through all the conferences, what about this big FCS playoffs? Let's discuss this 24-team system, which I think the big boys should utilize. 2 of the 12 FCS conferences take themselves out of consideration. They do not participate in the current playoff system. The Southwestern Athletic Conference plays its own league championship game and then sends its winner to face the MEAC champion in the annual Celebration Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, the winner of that game is generally considered to be the HBCU national champion. The SWAC and MEAC schools apparently reap greater financial benefits from this traditional season-ending game than having the satisfaction of pursuing a national championship with the other FCS group of schools. The 10 remaining FCS football conferences, though, will place at least one representative into the 5-week national championship playoff series. The 24-team FCS playoffs are comprised of... Number 1, the 10 automatic qualifiers, which are the winners of each participating conference. And number 2, the 14 at-large teams chosen by the FCS Playoff Selection Committee. Uh-oh, there's that committee thing again, huh? The selection committee is comprised of one representative from each of the 10 participating FCS conferences. That committee also determines the top 8 FCS playoff seeds, which will receive a first-round bye in this 24-team event. The FCS Playoff Selection Committee also matches up those 16 other teams participating in Week Number 1's games with geographic considerations given to minimize the travel of visiting teams. So, the FCS playoff schedule begins this year with first-round games on Saturday, November 29, 2025. In Week Number 1, there'll be 8 first-round games, which features teams number 9 through 24 participating. As we said, seeds number 1 through 8 get the week off in the opening round. Then Week Number 2, there'll be 8 second-round games. These are all hosted by the teams that rested the week before, seeds number 1 through 8. In Week Number 3 of the FCS playoffs, it's the quarterfinals, hosted by the 4 remaining highest seeds. Week Number 4's semifinals will be hosted by the 2 remaining highest seeds. And in Week Number 5, the finals are going to be played at Vanderbilt University's football stadium in Nashville, Tennessee this year. Good luck if you're trying to find tickets for the game already. Ticket prices start at more than $150. The previous 15 FCS title games have been played in Frisco, Texas, north of Dallas. That stadium, though, which is used primarily for soccer, is undergoing a major renovation this year and has been deemed unavailable to host not only this year's game, but the 2026 season title game as well. So, Nashville, you have a chance to shine for the next 2 years as an audition. The future location of the FCS title game, beginning in 2027, has yet to be determined. And now you know everything you need to know about the FCS. I'll give you the top 25 FCS teams this year as part of the SwampSwamiSports.com top 25 rankings coming in October. I know you can't wait for that.
When in this world the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed, and rob and steal from those who need to right this wrong with blinding speed, goes underdog,
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 speed.